Andy, you don't have this music on your website, do you? You just have a few of them, which don't really show all that, you know, all the musical ranges that you do.
I'm trying to remember, actually, off the top of my head. Yes, I do, because if you go onto the main website, the GLCD website, and look up on, there are basically pages for each of the bands I'm dealing with. Not that one, because the Grey Tie White Noise is actually quite a brand new band, actually. Because I formed that with a guy called Tony. And describe Tony as, do you ever remember Cat Weasel?
Yes, that is one of my favourites.
He looks just like Cat Weasel.
Oh.
Except, to say he's got a potty mouth is an understatement. He's an interesting guy, actually, but he's got a potty mouth sometimes. He has. And all that, with the Grey Tie White Noise, I always get that back to front. Basically, that when we formed that, Tony's in a similar way, similar to friend Andy from Man, he likes doing rant signals over the mic. And his case is just like, uses sometimes quite colourful, rude story that he's been up to. Believe it. I'll might send you over an EP of it sometime, because we've got to put an EP due out on Halo, Extreme Low, late in, I think it's May time, actually, a 6-track EP. That track's on it, actually.
Right.
And that's the cleanest track on the EP.
Oh.
That's all I can really say there. He's very similar to Bill Hicks, actually. He just like his bit more coarse.
Right.
But yep. on the main website, on the GeoCities one, which, have you got the link to the GeoCities one?
No, I thought that was just your poetry website. I didn't know that had music on there as well.
Yeah, it does. It's got on the geocities.com/AEN1MPO website. That's the actual main page itself, really. Although I've got lots of MySpace pages as well.
Yes.
That one's actually got, as well as having a major section on my writing, there is quite a big section on there for all the bands I'm involved with as well.
Oh, that's good.
Which does have links onto the DIH one, the man page.
Yeah.
Also Distance as well, that's the experimental band. I don't actually have one yet for Grey Tie White Noise, because it's quite a new project. I'm playing with Pootush as well. That's why, but they will be getting happening in the next couple of days, because there's things on goal with both those bands at the moment.
Oh, right. You know, this, we're talking about Holland, this reminds me. You know Carol Vorderman, she sounds just like you, but she's half Dutch and half English, but born in England. And she's on every single program you could possibly name, you know, this one, that one. You know her, don't you? Carol.
I've got a lot of respect for her, actually.
Oh, brilliant. She is fantastic. Oh, yeah. She's even got a detox.
Very, very clever woman, yeah. Very, very clever woman.
Oh, yeah. She's got a detox show out. You know how she got into the BBC? She was a secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and her mother. Yeah, her mother saw an ad for the Countdown, you know, the Richard Whiteley's Countdown program.
So
I used to watch that all the time. And she passed a test, you know, she passed a test to be the host, well, you know, the girl who does all the maths. And that's how she got into...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how she got
very, very clever woman. I've got a lot of respect for her, because... Do you remember a couple of years ago when she got massively criticised in the press? I think she didn't
for being on every single programme you could.
Yeah, and then that should have said in the comment, really. Shakespeare's not a real cup of tea. And when that happened at the time, I felt so sorry for her, because at the time I was doing A levels or something.
Yeah, I was doing A levels at the time, I think. And
I was suffering Romeo and Juliet, and I hated it.
And every time I turn on this program, every time I turn on the TV, there's Carol Vorderman. I thought, what's she doing on Countdown? Well, I knew that anyway. And I thought, what's she doing on You Name It or something? Or what's she doing on House Detectives? Or what is she doing on this? And she's got a detox book out now, but she's brilliant, though. She's really good.
A lot of respect for her, don't you? My family itself, it's... I know my dad's side. Dad's mum was Irish.
Yeah.
And his dad was half Scottish. On my mum's side, actually, descended from Cornish pirates. I'm all out of Wicklow.
At least you're English, though, Andy. That's amazing.
I'm Manchester born and bred, I am. So. although I've got some unofficial family down in London, so. I've got I've got a gorgeous goddaughter lives in London, so.
And I bet you Carol Vorderman knows how to do audio in shorthand, you know, like, because I know how to do audio in shorthand. I have to do, like, my secretarial, go to, you know, secretarial school thingy.
Oh, yeah. I'm really good at audio in shorthand. Yeah.
Are you?
I can do about 8 words a minute on the computer again.
Oh, brilliant. 8 words a minute? No.
80.
Oh, that is fantastic. You ought to go and play to those young girls now who refuse to do shorthand, they refuse to do audio, they can't do audio. They have their rights. They won't do any audio. They can go to their rights officer and say, you know that, you know when Amanda read out her Christmas tale by by Gary, and I said on the Christmas show when you came on, I said, you know, it reminded me of those people who demand their rights and they have to go to their rights officers.
Yeah.
This is how it is nowadays with the young girls. They are secretaries, but they've never been to secretarial school. They don't know how to do audio, and they either come from finance. I know this girl who went to, I think it was like Imperial College, she got a maths degree or something, and she tried to do her insurance exams, and she'd laugh at me and say, "Why do you want to be a secretary?" Well, at that time, you know, and I just said, "Well, because it's just something that my mum always said to me. You know, you've got a typewriter now. I've given it to you. Just go ahead and just do your certificate."
You can make them. If you get into the right solicitors, because I've got a friend actually, a girl I used to go out with the other year. I'm really good friends with her. She works at Legal Solicitors in Town Man Centre in Manchester, and she's on $22,000 a year.
You can command, you can command as much or as little as you like, because and you can do anything, but you have to start off, you know, with that certificate, or else you can't really do anything really much in the office, because you can't really be a manager, because there's too many people who have enough qualifications and experience to do that. But you have to, in order to get in, you just have to have some sort of certificate. And some of them just go in from finance, like, you know, this person. And I met her, you know, a few years ago, and she's now a PA, or she was at the time, about 3 years ago, she was a PA. After all, she said to me, you know, and another one did the same thing, she was in finance, and she was just like, Why be a secretary when you can like do lots of things? And again, I said, well, you know, that's something that I've been taught to have. And I bumped into her in the train, you know, a year ago. I haven't seen her since. And she was a PA after all that, you know, high flying stuff that she did. She worked in the city as a finance whiz kid. She found that she won't work in banks or finance anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it, how people sort of like poo-poo the idea of you having, you know, that certificate when in fact you need it in order to go on to something else, you know.
Joker chokers. I think you find when you go for your working career sometimes, your career can actually go in a completely different direction than you actually intended it to go.
Yeah.
I think when you're a writer and an artist as well, certainly I know it's reflecting a lot of my poems actually, the time I was 16 to 18, I'd worked in them incredibly. How should I put this, crap companies. I actually got sacked. I can remember, and I'm not going to poem with me tonight. I'll send it. I'll try and read that another time to you.
Yeah,
I got sacked from the greengrocers when I after 1.5 days there. I did.
Well, I mean, greengrocers, Andy. You know, that's a different field altogether.
Yeah. That thing is, but you find like everything you do when you're going for your career, when you're young, everything makes you the person that you are in some degrees, I think. Because I've worked in all sorts of places, and I've done some incredibly dodgy jobs when I was younger. But I think the way I was, I've learned a lot from it, and it's a lot of it reflects in my writing a lot of the time. Because like I could argue the teens right up to 27, 28, I lived my life. And then like the past couple of years, I'm now writing about my life a lot more.
Yeah.
The crazy things I used to do. So.
No, but it's good, though, because at least you use that experience to create and be creative in what you do, and it works.
I think certainly right up to that time, when I was 24, 25 time, when I did most of my living, really, I wasn't really ready to be a writer at that stage. I've got more like getting, living life, so I can learn how to write about my life, so if you know what I mean.
Exactly, and that's how you form yourself as a writer. A lot of writers, they do that, don't they? They start off with the experience that they have, and then they build on that and become what they are today.
So, one of the pieces you're going to, I think you're playing in a little while, called Perfect Place, for example, a good point of what I learned from experience, because that's actually just a simple love poem. I wrote about the first girlfriend I ever really went out with, And I was remember, I can remember in fact that the train station was around London, and I missed the last train, and I had to wait for that 3 hours in the next train. It just conked out my shoulders. So that's what you find when, I think when you're younger and you're getting experiences like that, when you're ready to really write about it, you can really focus it a lot more. So.
Yeah, and I don't agree with those young writers who start off, as soon as they get their degree, they start off and they write and they just produce some really fantastic work, which works in the short term, I think. But then when you read into it more, you think, is this really experience? Is this person bringing out the best of what they've got? Or is it just sheer luck that they've studied, researched a novel and put together a really good bestseller?
It's a good question, that, because I was working a couple of years ago at the job centre, oddly enough, and I've always remembered I signed on a couple of times quite a young writer around central Manchester. I'm not naming names here because she's actually a really nice girl, actually, but she's had three quite reasonable world bestsellers around England, she has.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, but I think I'll be frank with you. I read the first two books and they didn't do anything for me. Probably because she was quite young at the time, that's why. And then, I think in her case, it's like the Mary Shelley sort of philosophy, like where everyone's got one novel in them. But certainly when I read her second book, I believe her third book is exactly the same as Girl in Question. It's just repeating the same stuff over and over again.
Right.
Like it's too, she's writing, had success too young, too soon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then it just starts getting repetitive, doesn't it, and routine. Yeah.
And that's why myself, like being a writer and I'm a musician and stuff, I've always got to be looking for new challenges. And that's why, like, this year, like now, I said, I'm working with Tutosh at the moment and we've done that track, Perfect Place.
That's, exactly. Oh, I like that one. That's what I'm going to play. Not next. The next one I'm going to play is Cardboard Planes.
And that's one of Andy loves that song. He does.
So do I. I like all the one. I like all your songs, but I just chose a few that I thought would be representative of the kind of music that you do. And
I can't tell you why. What the inspiration for the lyrics were that one, Andy. Because I know something that I think Andy sent some over to you for me. Did a bit more details about that. So it's not a piece I can say much about, but I could tell you a little bit about the background in it, but we'll let you play it.
Yes, please. Thank you. And it's called Cardboard Planes.
Yeah.